the Yukon government initially considered a passive motion that acknowledged the region's experience of unprecedented climate change. But New Democratic Party leader Kate White said that wasn't enough. The Yukon needed to declare a climate emergency. She didn't expect her progressive amendment to pass.
It was a bit of a surprise for me. It was voted on unanimously and it passed.
White says the declaration carries real weight. It means climate change will be a factor in future government decision-making. To what degree is hard to quantify. She says it's important for governments to acknowledge climate change, but northern governments in particular. Climate change happens faster in high-latitude regions.
So whether you're in Yukon or Alaska, we understand, you know, more than a lot of people, especially our southern cousins, why there's an issue with climate right now.
The action was sparked in part by global youth movements. She says watching those movements spread gave her hope that government could take on the issue and lead by example.
Then we're signaling to other governments, levels of government, that, you know, you should follow suit because the decisions you make affect your neighbors. More than anything, it's not just what happens in Yukon that affects Yukon. It's decisions that are made in Australia that affect us. Decisions we make here affect you next door. Decisions you make, you know, affect, you know, us and others.
White says that when it comes to climate change, there is no room for compromise. The unanimous vote from members of the Yukon Legislative Assembly is a strong sign that leaders across the territory agree.